never not be afraid. I'm Isaac from the Infinity Bros, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I have three daughters, and they love to watch movies. When they watch a movie that they love, they'll watch it over and over and over again. One of the latest movie kicks they've been on is The Croods. It's a great and fun family film, but one of the best themes in the movie is the idea of fear. Grug, the family leader, tries to protect his family the only way he knows how, by instilling fear into each member of his family. He tells them every day to never not be afraid, as he's sure the only way to survive is to fear everything, especially the unknown. This mindset is challenged when the world as they know it starts to come to an end, and Grug is forced to trust someone new to lead his family to safety. The Croods meet Guy, a young inventor that believes the world is ending and has a plan to survive. Given Grug's predisposition to avoid anything or anyone new, he tries his darndest to keep his family away from the clever young man and his pet sloth. When their home cave is destroyed by an earthquake, the Croods are forced to follow Guy to find a new home, despite Grug's best efforts. Throughout the film, Grug makes his decisions based on fear. He is hesitant to try anything new or trust any of Guy's ideas, even though he continues to prove himself with his genius inventions and excellent adaptability. Many of Grug's decisions become based in spite of Guy and continue to lead to poor consequences. How often have we based our own decisions on fear? When we make decisions based on fear, they can lead to consequences that we may not be prepared for. In the Old Testament, the Israelites constantly based their decisions on fear, and whoo boy, did they make a ton of mistakes. They built a golden calf to worship because they were afraid Moses perished and wouldn't be able to lead them, and they were too afraid to enter the Promised Land when they heard the report of the spies, and as a result wandered for 40 years in the wilderness. When we choose to follow our own path instead of the one God has laid out for us, it often doesn't turn out too well for us. In the book of Joshua, God makes a point to frequently remind him and the Israelites that they didn't need to be afraid, because he was in control. One of my favorite Bible verses of all time is Joshua 1:9. Be strong and of good courage, be not frightened, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We don't have to fear the unknown because we know that God's got our back. When the Israelites trusted God, they were able to do incredible things like taking down Jericho by just walking around it. When we let fear rule our decisions and ultimately our lives, we won't be able to serve God to the fullest of our abilities. Grug had to let go of his fears to save his family. In the same way, we need to let go of our fears and let God take our worries into his hands. We can trust that he knows what's best for us, even if we can't see it. We never have to be afraid when we've got God on our side. Grug's knot gets taken out, and we can live by a new catchphrase that God also implores of us: never be afraid. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Isaac from the Infinity Bros for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, we love you 3000. Bye!